for RMD, monitoring via Echolink.
For RMD, this is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Good evening, my name's Tom.
I missed the last part, November 4. Yes, sir. I'm transmitting via Echolink from Richmond, Virginia. I was wondering when the net started. Is that over already?
It starts at 9 o'clock, and everyone's welcome. And, in fact, after they go through the preamble and pre-check-ins, the first thing they do is Echolink stations only. So come on in here. The repeater's at 3,500 feet. Here on, it's not Paris Mountain. I'm losing it tonight. We're watching a movie here. Anyways, it's at 3,500 feet on the North Carolina-South Carolina border. And, really has nice coverage. And like I said, everyone's welcome if you'd like to check in.
In there, Tom. This is Guy for Mario and Caesar said, sitting here in a shack. Hope you listen. You guys carry on.
Chime on in there. Go ahead, Echolink.
Sure, check in. Appreciate your time tonight. Are you broadcasting from a base unit or mobile?
Down here in the basement with my wife watching an old black and white movie with Jimmy Stewart and What a Wonderful Wife. And I'm on a mobile unit, but it's my base station. Nothing special. I think right here, 5 watts would probably get in.
That's a great movie. I think I might have to turn that on here in a minute. I'll be sure to check in. Nothing wrong with that base unit. I need to put one in myself.
We got a new store-bought hip on Wednesday. And she walked down those stairs tonight. She wanted to come down here really bad because this is what we do every night. And I sit here and run Morse code about 99% of the time. That reminds me, I need to turn it on. I've been failing to check in this week some because I've been trying to take care of her. And Jiminy, I think she's ready to take care of me. It's just a miracle what these surgeons can do nowadays. This is
N0TR. KO4 RMD. Well, that sounds like y'all are having a good time. I'll see you on the network here in a little bit.
Hey, sir. Nice talking to you tonight. I didn't catch your name. But that show was on Channel 4, or NBC. Merry Christmas and good evening to you. This is N0TR.
Matt from Richmond, Virginia via Echolink, KO4 RMD out.
N0TR, this is KI4MRA.
KI4MRA, good evening. This is Tom, and I forget your name. Shame on me. I've just not been keeping up here in the last few days. And next month I'll turn 77 years old, so I got a right to forget, don't it?
The right in the world, no worries. Name here is Fred, Foxtrot Radio, Echo Delta. Just real quick, I was going to see if we were going to have some kind of Santa net or story reading tonight on Christmas Eve on the net.
No, that is a tradition. I just forgot about it. But I don't have any idea, to be honest with you.
Okay. Tom, I'll let you get back to your movie with the XYL. We're going to sit here and wait for that. You have a good evening, sir. Always a pleasure. This is KI4MI, and we'll be standing by.
Okay, Fred. Well, I asked her, I said, you mind if I talk? I said, it's Christmas Eve, and I love all my ham radio friends, so you didn't interrupt anything. Merry Christmas, Fred, and thanks for jumping in there, KI4MRA. if I didn't get that right. This is NZERO-GR-73s.
SCU-2, Tom. This is KA-4MRA. We'll be clear.
KG-4PL-5, Merry Christmas to you and your wife and your family. This is KG-4PL-5 clear.
You don't have to be clear, Don. I'm just sitting here putting out some AA pin light batteries. I always love talking to you. How you doing?
I've got a bad cold of all things at Christmas Eve. I've been blowing my nose and using up the tissues and all that kind of stuff, and went down and bought some stuff to hopefully get my nose to quit running and coughing and carrying on, but I guess that's part of being old. I'm older than you are. I believe you said you were 76 or something like that, 77?
76, and I'll be 77 next month, but I'm sorry to hear you're not feeling well. Well, I'll trade you the day after Christmas, which is tomorrow. I got to get a shunt put in from my kidney down to my bladder. Joy. Because they found a tremendous amount of kidney stones. The ultrasound didn't show it, but the CT scan did. And he looked rather alarmed, and that's not a good thing for a doctor to look like. But he's a great guy. And matter of fact, he was a flight surgeon on the same kind of plane I flew on the P-3s, Orions. And he said, I got the duties, what I call it. He's on standby. He's on call. And he said, the day after Christmas, and he said, we're going to get you in there then, Tom. And my guys have been on the phone for I don't know how many times. The hospital calling and the nurses calling and telling you what to do. So I get that done, and then starting in January sometime, they're going to rush me in there for some kidney surgery. And I think this one, they punch a hole in your back in about a half inch. I don't know what the kidney surgery entails, but I'll trade you for that cold if you'll step in for me.
Wish they right where I'm at. You cut in and out on me a couple of times there. I don't know if it might have been my radio, but I know what you're talking about because I've been through a number of operations. I had prostate cancer, and I've got a tube in my stomach now to a bag on my leg. Been wearing that for a number of years because they run a tube into my bladder, but that's just part of the life. I just keep on trudging along. I know there's a lot of people out there got more problems than I got.
Yeah, well, you're not up on me on that. I got prostate cancer, too, but, you know, it's whatever the good Lord plans on us. We don't have anything to say about that, and we just do like Larry the Cable Guy and get her done.
Oh, man, did you hear the joke about the guy going in the bank, robbing the bank?
No, sir.
He went and robbed the bank, and there was some folks standing in the inside there, you know, waiting to do some business, and he got his money and turned around, and the first person, he says, is a man standing there, he said, did you see me rob this bank? And the man said, yeah, I did. And so he just shot him. Went to the next guy, and he said, did you see me rob this bank? He said, yep. He said, he shot him. He went to the next guy, and he said, did you see me rob this bank? He said, no, but my wife did.
Oh, that's cold. Smart man there, I guess. It depended on his wife.
That foolishness. I just want to tell you happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and maybe this coming year me and you both will be a whole lot better off physically and mentally and whatever. I always enjoy talking with you, Tom. Take care of yourself. KG4 PFI clear.
Always said they throwed away the mold when they casted me, so I don't know physically if, or which one. I guess mentally, I'm not going to change. But as far as physically goes, we can always hope for that, son. Oh, shoot. Well, you take care. It's always a pleasure. And every Christmas that we see is a blessing. I'll say that. And I'm just happy to be here. We're going down to the kids and the grandkids tomorrow. And best thing we ever did is move down here from Kansas to South Carolina. The people are wonderful. The beaches are wonderful. And the area is gorgeous. So I think we've been blessed. Take care, Don. 4PFI. If I got your call right. This is N0TR. 73, Don.
Let me wish you, Miss Bernice, a Merry Christmas, too, before you go. This being Christmas Eve and all. KO4QOG.
Hey, Chris. Great to hear you.
Hi, Chris.
That's Bernice over there. We're watching A Wonderful Life on NBC. It's an old black and white movie, but it's a good one with Jimmy Stewart. Anything he was in, he was good. It's nice to hear you. I hope you had a good family meal today. We got ours. The daughter wanted to do something different, so she's having a brunch tomorrow about 10:30. So we're going to go down there to that. Then after midnight tomorrow night, I can't eat anything, you know, until they run that stent down in me. But I probably won't fade away, Chris, the way Bernice feeds me. She's still doing fine, Chris, and I hope you are, too, up there. I'm just sitting here in the chair, the red light's on down here in the ready room in front of the radios. I haven't even turned on the HF yet. I better turn it on or I'm going to lose my CW ability.
Bernice probably wants your company in front of the TV there instead of talking on the radio, don't she?
She's the best thing that ever happened. She's pretty gentle. She can hear it over there. And I asked her if she minded if I talked. It means it was Christmas Eve. And love all my radio friends. And it's really great to hear you tonight. How many do you have up there today? Do you count them?
Heard them talking about the kids and grandkids, and there was 18 of them, so I took a quick count in my head of the adults, and there was about 17 of them. So we had a real big crowd. Couldn't hear nothing. Noise everywhere, kids running around everywhere. But it was a good time.
That took a lot of chow to, supply that chow hall, 35 people.
But what's funny about it, most of the snacks or sweets didn't get eaten. Some of them didn't even get touched. Because we had so much food, everybody filled up on the meal first. There was sweets left over. That's kind of odd, because usually most of us all have room for the sweets, even if we are full. A little bit different this time.
Chris, and they're setting off fireworks down here tonight. I can hear them off in the distance. Must be down at Greenville.
They're reading that night before Christmas on the net tonight also. I was going to tell you that earlier, but couldn't find the break.
We all get too quick on the trigger. I apologize for that. And then the gentleman on the Echolink, I didn't want to lose him, and I hadn't heard him before. He's in West Virginia. Amazing. Dang ingenious, he's Japanese.
Yep, I guess that's what ham radio is all about.
Bernice has a hard time hearing the TV at the time because she's got that tinnitus or tinnitus. And I just wondered if there was something that would Bluetooth that to her hearing aids. I just don't know, so I texted the kids. Maybe they'll come up with something.
Well, if they don't know it, they can Google it. As long as that AI stuff don't jump in and fill them full of lies.
Well, I just got an answer from my two engineer kids down there. It says, I don't know. We will have to look. Can you bring a pound of butter to me tomorrow, please? Well, I guess that doesn't apply. And I don't think that's AI. I just added AI on this new phone, and I don't know what I'm doing. But my grandson put it on there when I was visiting yesterday. But we'll see how that works out if it don't work. But I haven't noticed any difference so far. And, I don't know, Chris. There's got to be something, earmuffs or something out there. This set down here in the basement's only, I think, 50 or 55 inch. And we've had it several years, so I'm sure there's probably updated ones. And W4DJW told me here a while back, he said, you know, Tom, I said, these things are like computers anymore. He said, they are computers. I should have known that because for some reason they don't have CRTs and vacuum tubes in them anymore like we had, Chris.
Yeah, they're the new generation of computers. We've been carrying them around for a good little while. Didn't even realize it. But they're getting so advanced nowadays, you don't know what to believe and what not to.
Henry, it used to be 17,500, was it 15,500 per second horizontal, and then 60-cycle interlace scanning, and they had flyback transformers and damper tubes, and you name it. And if you ever got a hold of that high voltage in there on that second anode on the back of that picture tube, it'd wake you right up, Chris.
And so, sounds like you've done it a time or two.
Never did. I'd take a long insulated screwdriver, and I'd clip a jumper cable down to the chassis, and then there was a little cup over the top of it on the back of the CRT, and I would just slip that under there until you heard it snap two or three times and discharge that capacitor. And I know in running radar and that the high voltage on that stuff was up there, but I didn't repair those. I just, you know, you could pull one out and change it, but I never did do it on the P3s. The S2s you could do it, or a magnetron or something. But I knew the theory, but I knew enough to stay away from getting bit, too. I worked on an old L4B amplifier one time, and it had 2,600 volts on the anodes on the transmitting tubes. And a fellow told me once he got a hold of one of them, and it knocked him clear across the room. And when he was sitting on his butt, he was seeing those stars like there is on Looney Tunes.
Talking about the high voltage, I got a generator and it's not putting out power. And I was checking it, going on the manual, troubleshooting it. And I found out that I'm scared of the low voltage, let alone the high voltage.
Anything under 50 volts won't bite you, unless you're energizing a solenoid or something and you get that counter electromotive force or whatever, the inrush. But that's why I used to run telephone wires, you know, they were 50 volts and or 48 DC. But what kind of gen is it and what's the problem with it?
It's an old military generator. And it's just not putting out. It's either the regulator or one other part according to the manual, but it's so tight in there and getting my multimeter in there. And it's got signs all over. It says danger high voltage. And I assume it's talking about the 110 that comes out of it, but I wasn't willing to find out.
About these portable ones. I used to work on the big ones on big, huge machine tools. And if you lose the excitation to the fields, which your regulator is going to be taking care of, but heck, if it's an old military, it could be carbon pile regulator or anything else, depending on the age of it. I'm telling my age now. But, Chris, I look at, the rule of KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Look for corroded connections, and, they'd be low voltage, and make sure that they're making good, and if it's got points in the regulator like they had on cars, you could burn your sim just a little bit. It'll run, but it just doesn't gin anything, I guess. So that's probably a generator with brushes rather than an alternator. Is that correct?
Well, it calls itself a generator, and it's actually not very old. Everything inside is sealed and bright and shiny. I've got a friend that's got an older one that his regulator went out on it, and his was acting the same way. It was running good, and all of a sudden just wasn't putting out, and he changed that voltage regulator, and it fixed his, but I hadn't tried that on mine yet.
Got a commutator on it and brushes. It's a generator. If it does, and if it's an alternator, it'll have diodes.
Tell you the truth, I hadn't checked into it that close. I was just going by the manual, troubleshooting it. That was telling me the voltage that this one area needs to be putting out. What's wrong with it, if it's lower or higher? Like I say, I was just going by the manual. I went and I'm not sure, Tom.
Generator can have brush problems, spring tension on the brushes and that. And there's ways to polish the comm. If it's an alternator, it'll probably have some solid-state circuit boards in it. Does it have circuit boards?
Yeah, it does have circuit boards. And I think the hour meter on it, I think it's still under 60 hours.
Well, I talked to that friend of yours that's got one. Chris, be your best source of information, but it's getting close to net time, so I gotta let you go. But I don't know how to help you on that, and I can't get out in the cold. I just can't, Chris. With my heart failure, it just don't work. But with that many hours on it, I'd sure see about getting it fixed. That's not that old. You take care, my friend. I'll talk to you about it later. KO4QLG and 0TR 73's Chris.
We'll talk to you later, probably here in just a few minutes. KO4QLG, I'm clear.
Can I tell Chad, because he's got a shop that's heated where he could take it inside and look at it. And Chad's really smart too, Chris. Good night. Talk to you later in 0TR clear.
TR. This is KK4JPQ.
We only got about 1 minute. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas. any more than that. I just wanted to radio check, make sure I'm coming through.
Oh, you're doing fine, Larry. Nice to hear you.
We love you both. Merry Christmas to you. KK4 JBQ clear.
Catch you, Larry. Have a wonderful Christmas. I send your old GR clear.
Zero TR, AA4GH, Merry Christmas, my friend.
It's warm. It's 38 degrees up here. It feels like 33. Great to hear you tonight. This is N0TR, clear.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, before we begin the roll call tonight, we're going to have the reading of The Night Before Christmas by KK4JBQ Larry. Larry, are you ready to read that information now, read that The Night Before Christmas now, or do you want to wait till after the formal portion of the net, or how would you like to do that?
W4DJW, this is KK4JBQ. Dave, let's do it when we've accumulated some folks. It's not usual that people are here in abundance right at the beginning.
Okay, I'll make it through the alphabet. Usually that's when we have our peak. I'm right there at the beginning and trying to make an announcement or two that you're going to be calling that to get people to stick around. So we'll do that at the end of formal portion of that. Are you okay with that?
Yep, thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, call, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGSU portion. And do stick around for the reading of The Night Before Christmas. Tonight being Tuesday night, we will begin with India through Lima. But before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins and any brand new amateur radio operators and Echolink stations. We do have a few Echolink stations there. So starting with pre-net, we have W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QOQ, that's Miss Linda. They are in Piedmont. KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. And let's refresh just to make sure nobody came in and nobody did come in. We do have three Echolink stations, so let's give an opportunity for Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is AA4GH, Gus in Southwest Florida. No traffic, but Merry Christmas to everybody.
At control. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. And also check in my buddy Craig. We're hanging out tonight. His call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo November Delta, KO4KND. His name is Craig. He's from Waynesville, North Carolina. Merry Christmas to you, and a Happy New Year.
Hello, Charlie 4. Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. I want to say good afternoon to you and everybody else, and wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year coming. And I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW, KO4RMD, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Delta. This is Matt in Richmond, Virginia. I'll be negative and negative for the net, but Merry Christmas to everyone.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Echolink stations. We have AA4GH, that's Gus in Southwest Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, Gus. You sounding good from Southwest Florida, where, like Tom said, I presume it's warm down there. My mother-in-law's still down there, by the way. KO4JKV, that's our Monday night net control operator. Duncan, he is in Asheville. Good to have you with us tonight, Duncan. Merry Christmas to you. KO4KND, that's Craig. Duncan is bringing Craig with him. He's from Waynesville, North Carolina. Good. Appreciate you bringing Craig with you tonight, Duncan. Hope you're enjoying Christmas Eve. And KC4PLT, that's Richard in Pentagrass, Georgia. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And KO4RMD, that's Robert, and he is in Richmond, Virginia. Sounding good over Echo Link from Richmond, Virginia tonight, Robert. We do appreciate you taking the time checking with us on Christmas Eve. And that's going to do it for our Echo Link stations. We're going to go to brand new amateur radio operators next. Amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before or just aren't quite sure what the protocol is and really would like to get checked into the net, all you have to do is throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand new amateur radio operators this evening, but we will keep trying as we know they're still giving tests and they're still doing training sessions. So tonight being India through Lima, tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with India through Lima, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, wishing all of you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I will be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
I love you. I hope you and Miss Amy both are well. Please check in with D4 India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy, Dave. Good evening to all on the net. Merry Christmas to everyone. No tactics, no comments.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good tonight, James. Merry Christmas to you. And W4IOE, that's Sid. He's in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid, Merry Christmas to you and Miss Beverly. And I do appreciate you stopping by for this net. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on 14664 with the PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure you'll enjoy his net, and I'm sure he'd be glad to have you there. Sid, we do appreciate you joining here, and Merry Christmas to you and Miss Beverly. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix. It begins with an M through a P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo India 4, Mike Radio Alpha, and Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. Both of us named Fred, both of us in StarTex. We'll be negative and negative, hanging around for the Christmas story.
4DJW. Dave. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And our daughter, my telephone relay, please check her in. It's Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Negative, negative, and Merry Christmas to all.
Well, all right then. The Mike 3 Papa Group, standing room only. Net Control would like to recognize KI4MRA. That's Fred bringing with him. KO4NNH, that's Fred as well. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Fred we said hello. And I have you down for StarTech. I can't remember where you said. Let me know if that's not correct. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And she's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Lorena and Rick are in Piedmont, and Miss Michelle is in Ware Shoals. Merry Christmas to you, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said Merry Christmas as well. Appreciate you checking in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on Christmas Eve. K4OIM, that is Walt. He's over in Emmett. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Merry Christmas to you as well. Appreciate you being here this evening. And WG4MC, that's our Thursday night net controller, Matt. He's in Western Greenville County. Good to have you as night, Matt. Merry Christmas to you. KM4NAP, that's Ed in Seneca. Appreciate you being with tonight, Ed, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Appreciate that wonderful group there. That's the last few times I've called the net, the Mike Through Papa group has been empty, and tonight it's standing room only. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
This is KO4NNH. Hey, Dave, you did have that right. It is StarTex over here in Spartanburg County.
Okay, Fred, thanks. That's what I thought, but I wasn't 100% sure. Appreciate you confirming that. And you guys have a wonderful Christmas. Appreciate you being here. Do we have any other stations in the Mike 3 Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
KW. Please check in. November 2, November Victor Yankee, N2, NBY. Jay, thanks for calling on that tonight. Merry Christmas to all, and I'll be -73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N2NVY, November 2, November Victor Yankee. That is Jay in Lake Lure. Sounding good from Lake Lure this evening, Jay. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. All right, let's go bump it up to the Quebec Through Tango group. Station for the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Good evening, Dave. Merry Christmas. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
W4DJW. Hello there, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'd like to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas. And to Tom, hello.
Hey, Chris.
DJW. Again, KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley, no traffic, no rag to you tonight, Dave. And I'm bringing along my brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. And I hope you're having a good evening. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
Okay, that's a good group, too. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's my neighbor, Tom, over here in Greer. Good to have you tonight, Tom. Hope Miss Bernice is feeling better with every day that goes by. Merry Christmas to the both of you. And you need to be working for her at this point in time. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. KO4QLG, that is Chris over in Liberty. You're sounding good tonight, Chris, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And our every other Friday night net control operator, KC4SKD, that's Larry, bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. They're in Easley. Larry's also bringing Randall in 9TEC and Charlie KF4GGF. Randall is in Asheville and Charlie's in Goose Creek, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Do tell Miss Rhonda we said Merry Christmas to both of you. And tell your brothers, too, if you're talking to them, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net said Merry Christmas. And appreciate you guys being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bump us up to the Uniform Through Zulu group. And do hang around if you're checking in, because there's going to be the reading of The Night Before Christmas by KK4JBU, Larry, at the end of the formal portion of that. So do be sure and hang around. and listen to Larry's reading of The Night Before Christmas. It's become a tradition here at the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Let's go ahead and now move it to the Uniform Through Zulu group, session with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Call W4DJW.
W. K4UBD, Kilo 4 Uniform, Bravo Delta. Jan from Traveler's Rest, I'll be in and out tonight, 73 style.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4UBD, Uniform Bravo Delta. That's Jan from Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Jan. Hope you're doing well, and Merry Christmas to you this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. Okay, hopefully the rest of them will come along on second shift. We'll go ahead and bump it up to the Alpha Through Delta group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. This is Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-Ray. I'm on the handheld. I'll be negative and negative, 73.
Okay, it looks like, Alex, you may have it to yourself, the Alpha group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DDD. That is Alex in Central on a handheld. Sounded good there. You're making it into the repeater. Appreciate you being there tonight, Alex, and Merry Christmas to you. Do we have any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for Tuesday night, which is the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Even on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. I'll be negative and negative tonight, but I am checking in on a HT and turkey pin. Merry Christmas to all.
Please check in KK4HXB Earl and Travis Rest. I'm going to be monitoring, waiting on the Big L to come in and do his tradition. I can't wait. So I'm monitoring KK4HXB. I'll be on the side.
EJW. Today, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4ECN, Harry and Candler. Merry Christmas, Dave, and everybody else. I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. And he is not in Penrose this evening. He is in Turkey Pen. Good to have you with us tonight, Patrick. That's what I heard. Did I hear correctly?
That you copied correctly.
Okay, thanks for that verification. I hope you're doing well on a handheld in Turkey Pen. Good to have you with us this evening. Merry Christmas to you and Miss Elise. And KK4HXB, that's Earl in Traveler's Rest, who's hanging around for the reading of The Night Before Christmas by KK4JBQ Larry. Earl, we do appreciate you doing that. And Merry Christmas to you. KC4EZN, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Harry. Merry Christmas to you and appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the patient group, the Echo Through Hotel group, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net? Call W4DJW. All right, let's open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW.
Mr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, all on the net. And thanks for calling the net, Dave.
KW. Miss Dave, please check in. Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Gowansville tonight, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Wednesday night Net Control operator and all things SwapNet. KI4DOS Gary, bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. They're in Easley. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said Merry Christmas and Merry Christmas to you as well. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And WB4ZPH, that's David in Gowansville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, David, and stay warm in Gowansville. It's getting chilly out there, and Merry Christmas to you. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's going to wrap it up. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, but do stick around and listen to the reading of the swap net. We'll now begin the reading of the swap net, and then we'll have the RAGCHU portion after that. KK4JBQ, Larry, are you ready to read the night before Christmas? Called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW and everybody on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yes, I am ready. I wish to say something, a preface, if you will. Earlier this year, I was asked to continue this Christmas tradition, and I was happy to say yes to the young lady who began the whole thing, Wendy, KN4HTP, called this for a few years, and we were also privileged to have her do that. I will attempt to cover for her, and that's all I want to say about that. So, the name of this poem, I didn't realize this until late in the game, is not the night before Christmas. It's a visit from old Saint Nick, or Saint Nicholas in some readings. So if you're looking it up later, there it is, a visit from Saint Nicholas. Now, a caution to everybody. The author, Clement Clark Moore, was a 19th century poet, and he used lots of language which we don't use anymore today. And you'll hear some of that. None of it's dirty or none of it's anything off color. It's just that you might not recognize the words. And with that, we'll just give her a start. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were all nestled and snug in their beds, while visions of and Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wind hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his set pack. His eyes, now they twinkle, his dimples how merry. His cheeks were like roses, and his nose like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard of his chin was like white as snow. The stump of a pipe he had tight in his teeth, and the smoke of it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head, soon it gave me to know that I was nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and he filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger to the side of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a pistol. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Well, Larry, we do appreciate that. Flawless performance. Thank you very much.
My brother Dave, real super opportunity. And I thank you and everybody involved for the opportunity. But I mostly thank Wendy for coming up with this idea. I think it's a fine thing to gather the family around, little ones too. It's just a fine thing to keep up if we can. This is KK4JBQ. Turning back to you, Dave.
Thanks again, Larry. I do appreciate it. And yeah, Wendy would have done it this time, but I don't believe she's in the country right now. Or if she is, she's not anywhere in the country where she can get to a ham radio. But I do believe she's out of country. So appreciate it very much. And like I said, Larry, flawless performance. It was wonderful. You had my attention the whole time. So we do appreciate that very much. We enjoy it. We do have an Echolink station that has not checked in yet. Echolink stations only that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dave, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Merry Christmas. Negative a negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KA4PQA, that's Stephen in Greenwood. Good to have you as tonight, Stephen. Do appreciate you taking the time checking this evening, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Centerville. I'll be negative and negative. I'm wishing everyone a Merry Christmas.
Negative, I'd like to recognize KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Merry Christmas back to you, Lloyd. Appreciate you being there, to you and your family. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter swamp net. I'm sure he'd appreciate it, and I'm sure you will enjoy the swamp net. Everybody always does. Appreciate that. Appreciate Gary for continuing to do all things swamp net. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.